You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And did you see this story about how she is... She, I guess, is trying to force this mom in Australia to change the name of her company.
But it's spelled different.
Yeah, so Katy Perry, the singer, is K-A-T-Y. This mom in Australia has a clothing and homewares store, and she spells her name K-A-T-I-E, katyperry.com/AU or whatever. But since 2009, singer Katy Perry has been trying to sue and force this woman to change the name of her business. The Australian federal court sided with the woman, and the lady in Australia thought it was over and done with. No, singer Katy Perry won't let it go. She just filed an appeal.
Let it go.
You gotta let it go.
I mean, obviously, if she's not, you know, using Katy Perry as a way for her to get her business, you know, in a roundabout way, like having pictures of Katy Perry up in the business, yeah, just leave her alone. You can't.
Yeah.
What do you want her to do? Yeah, change her name?
And Katy Perry, the singer, hadn't had hits for very long back in 2009. When did she have a... Well, I remember she had her first hit in 2008. Yeah. I Kissed a Girl was 2008, I'm pretty sure. So it's not like she was some established 50-year, you know, performer.
I don't know about this.
I makes me feel
bad about Katy Perry.
Yeah, it's like, leave this woman alone.
Yeah.
Unless there's something to the story that we don't know.
Like I said, yeah, does she have a big cardboard cutout of the actual Katy Perry in her store? Then maybe we might have an issue.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. Funny little story. Oh, by the way, we got a Mindbender in 25 minutes. Mindbender will be here at 7:30. 2 Point Tuesday. And then Boys Against the Girls in 1 hour. The boys have already won the month, so this will just be for fun and games. And then Steal Our Lunch Money at 8:30. Sign up at mix100.com. Funny little thread that was going around about common everyday situations that just turn out to be very awkward. And we would love it if you would call or text and share some of yours. But these we at least wanted to talk about because they're just kind of funny. I like this one. Let's say you're at the grocery store with your significant other and you're at the conveyor belt and in the checkout line. And the checker is waiting, and then your significant other realizes they forgot something.
Yeah.
And so they go running back into the store to get it, and you're left standing there with people in line behind you and the checker looking at you.
That or, yeah, you start doing the math on how much time it's going to take for her to run back and grab the jar of Prego before she gets back, and you're looking at the amount of items left on the conveyor, and you're like, there's 10 things left to scan. Can she make it back? And then what if she doesn't? Do I just pay and make her stand in line? Yeah, I hate that. I absolutely hate that. My mom used to do that when we were kids. She'd leave the kids in line. She's like, oh, my God, I forgot chips. And she'd run and leave us standing in line, and I'm like... What do? I don't have a credit card or anything. We had to just stand there.
All you can do is stand there and look awkward.
Hated it.
There's one that got mentioned that I think I laughed out loud when I read this. It's the whole situation. If you're going into a building, let's say, I have this happen to me when I go to the post office quite a bit. And you open the door and you see that somebody is coming. So you stand back and you hold the door open for them. And then you realize they're farther back than you thought.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're standing there. You've initiated that I am opening the door for you, but they're a ways away. So now both parties are feeling awkward as hell because you're standing there like an idiot holding the door, and they feel like they now have to do that little...
The fake run.
To get up there, and you've made it awkward for both people.
That's a really, really good one.
That's one of my favorite ones on the list.
Let me tell you one that I experienced just the other day when I went and grabbed a bite to eat with a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a long time, but we were done eating and then going out, and we were standing outside the restaurant, said our goodbyes, did the bro hug, you know, talk to you later, and then you find out that you're still walking the same direction to get to your car after you've said your goodbyes, and then you go to leave and you're like, oh, I guess we're gonna just walk together now. Why is that so awkward?
It's so true. And then when you finally get to the point where one peels off, do you do another bro hug?
That's weird.
Or has that already been taken care of?
And I even think I even said again, I was like, I'm not giving you another hug. Get out of here, you know?
Yeah, you point back to the door and said, we took care of that over there.
But see you later.
Oh, that's funny. Trying to make conversation with your Uber driver.
Oh, yeah.
That can be awkward. Or what's even more awkward is when they are attempting to make conversation with you and you're trying to do something, like you're on your laptop or on your phone trying to respond to an email and they want to be chatty. It's just kind of awkward.
Here's another one I experienced yesterday, and I wonder if you feel awkward in this situation too. I'm doing a little birthday shopping for Knickknack, so I had to go into like a little mom and pop shop and wander around, and it's a very intimate like shopping experience, and you, obviously it's a mom and pop shop, so you feel like you got to support them, but you didn't find anything in there as you were walking around for 15 minutes and then going to leave
and they're looking at
not you. Buying anything in a small store, and you're like, well, see you later. Thanks for nothing, obviously.
That's a good one. Let me piggyback on that and ask you if you ever experienced this feeling. When you do that, if you go into a smaller store and you're walking around for a few minutes and you don't find anything, and then you just go to the door and you walk out, do you wonder if they think you have shoplifted something?
Yes, 100%. Like, oh,
I sometimes
want to
make sure that I am not acting suspicious.
I pull my pockets out as I walk out of the store. I put my hands in the air.
Because they're looking at you like you were in here for 10 minutes and now you're just going to walk out.
Like that guy stole some magnets or something.
I think that they're thinking that I have shoplifted.
He's got a pocket full of honey sticks.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, you know, those little mom and pop places always have the weirdest little things.
Somebody pointed out the other awkward thing. It's like those restaurants across the parking lot from us there at, what's it called, City Center?
Yes.
There in Glendale.
Yep.
There are several businesses there where you walk in and you walk up and you place your order and then you go sit down. And it's awkward when you walk in and you have not been to a place before and you get up there and they immediately are like, what can I get for you? And you're like, and you're looking up at the menu. So you're standing there with your head craned back and you're trying to quickly read the menu.
It's the worst.
And then people come up behind you and you're like, I've never been in here before.
Yeah. And then you wave the people behind you up. You're like, go ahead. I don't know.
It's just awkward when they're like, come on, order already.
It's even worse when you don't see anything you want and you have to turn around and walk out.
And walk out. So good.
Two more biggies on my list for sure is sitting there while a group of people sing happy birthday to you.
Yes.
And the other one is walking back to the seats after you bowl, after you take your turn bowling. And you have to turn around and walk back. It's always the weirdest, strangest situation. You're like,
unless you got a strike.
Right, I guess.
Then you're fine. But if you just got seven and then you threw the second ball in the gutter, then
you
got to
walk back. You're like,
like a fool.
I like Lisa Jane wrote in. She says, folding up your umbrella after using it. Like, how are you supposed to do it when it's wet and you're trying to get back in your car? No matter what, you look like an idiot and you still end up getting wet. So folding up your umbrella. So that's true. And you do a little shake and everything.
That's great. Kimberly says, reaching for the same item at the grocery store as someone else at the same time.
That's where people fall in love when they're reaching for the almond butter
Kimberly,
together.
It's an opportunity.
I love Jenna's. How about she says, walking by a group of teenagers. I'm only in my 30s, but you always feel like they're judging the old lady walking by. And that's true. When you walk by a group of teenagers, you feel like, oh my God, are they talking about me?
They're absolutely talking about you. Yeah. Oh, well, no, actually, they may not have looked up from their phone. They may not even know you're there. You could be a ninja just walking past them. They won't know.
And this one's pretty solid. The last few seconds of a Zoom call when everyone's trying to leave the meeting. Why is that always so awkward?
Because you think you've hit the little thing to end it, but then it brings up are you sure you want to end this or something like that? So then you haven't ended it.
Yeah.
And everyone's just staring with their mouth open at a screen.
Even just the little awkward goodbye, okay, bye, see ya.
You know, along those lines with technology, it's awkward too when you're in a text conversation with someone and that person doesn't know how to end it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So you think you're done, but then they're like, okay, you have a good day too. And then they'll maybe ask something. You're like, no, we've ended this. Yeah. Don't.
It was great talking to you. No, 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 no. We're done. We're done here. John wrote in. He's like, guys or boys, how about when you try to move out of the way for someone, but then they just move in the same direction as you? And then you go back the other way, and they go back the other way.
It's a dance.
And you do that little thing, he calls it the dance of hell around each other. That is the worst, isn't it?
That's funny.
At some point, you just stand there and be like, go, go.
You just go. You go. I'll go. Stay still. Michael says, the situation when you're walking back to your seat after you've gotten popcorn at the movie theater. That's right. You do have to get it when you first get to the theater and just set it down and wait. Because if that's you go so after true. Everyone's seated and then you're trying to get through everyone and you feel like a big pig holding your big thing
that,
of popcorn.
Or yes, you're walking up the stairs and everyone is looking at you and they're all wondering if you're going to trip and spill your popcorn.
A couple people have sent in that popcorn one. That's kind of funny. Anything else?
Suddenly turning around and walking in the other direction. Why is that so awkward? That's right. It is, isn't it? That's really good. That was a no name.
Lena's funny. She goes, when you're at work and you use the restroom number two, and someone goes in the same stall immediately after you.
Yeah, they're getting hit with your brew, huh, Lena? Walking right into that. That's good. All right, these are funny.
You guys made us laugh. Thank you for entertaining your boys in the morning. A couple things I'll throw in here. If you're sending us text messages, if it's your first time to ever text us, we'd love it if you just put your first name. You don't have to put your full name. Just your first name and the town you live in so that we can say, hey, this is from Lena, this is from Michael, this is from Jen, so forth and so on. So do that. That would be really cool. And then once you do it, we'll get you into our contacts, and then we'll always know. You don't ever have to identify yourself again. We'll be like, oh, it's Melissa. Cool. And the other little request I would make, since I'm the one often putting these in the system, if you have a name that's difficult to pronounce, go ahead and throw in a pronunciation so that we can say it properly when we give you, you know, attribution.
There you go.
That just helps us because we like to. This is a conversation. This is a community. This is a back and forth with you, and you guys are part
that's
of the
nice
show.
Nice that you do that. A lot of times, if I don't know how to pronounce it, I just make up a different name. John said, nobody will ever know.
Oh, that's.